right into the Board of Supervisors meeting. We'll call to order at 8:53, and we will recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Opens Meeting Act is posted on the east wall. Tenants by observation, Jurgens Hill, Dorn, Lytle, Byers, and Tiemann. Chairman will declare the 2015 session formally closed, sign and die, and turn this over to Dawn.
Okay, we'll have election for chairman. I'd like to have nominations for county board chair. Is there any nominations?
I would like to nominate Myron Dorn.
I would second that nomination.
Are there any other nominations for chairman? Any other nominations for chairman? Okay, I'd entertain a motion to cast a unanimous ballot for Myron.
Yes.
So moved by Jurgens.
So moved.
Seconded by Byers.
Right.
Right.
Okay, vote 6-0. Okay.
Well, Mr. Dorn. I thank you. I thank you for the vote. I guess if I can...
Well, I just don't want to make a comment. Myron has done an excellent, excellent job at chairman of the supervisors, so there's no reason to do anything different. So,
thank you. Appreciate it. And staff. So, next
I would second that, and I would go, when I travel and visit with people all over the county in all sorts of different ways, they think Myron has been an excellent leader of this board and has communicated and has been to so many meetings and so many places where we've never been before, and I want to compliment you.
I'd like to reiterate that, too. The amount of time you've put in going and talking to different people, and this last year, this is my first year, I told them I can't believe this has been a year already, but watching him go around, I found out that you are an excellent easement negotiator, and... It's not just that. That might be one we talk about, but there's so many times you're on the phone or going to talk to this person or that person and running around and keeping an eye on things. I've been very impressed, Myron.
Thank you, and I hope we can continue that. I'll just make that comment. We will try. So, next, I'll entertain a nomination for vice chairman. Sorry. My pager going off here.
I make a motion to nominate Gary Lytle.
Second
that. Oh, we have a nomination for Gary as vice chairman and a second. Any more nominations? If not, I'll entertain a motion to, as Dawn said, to make it unanimous to have Gary Lytle as vice chairman.
Second.
Motion by Jurgen, seconded by Hill to have Gary Lytle as by unanimous vote for vice chairman. Vote 6-0.
Thanks, guys.
Well, thank you much. No, thank you.
With Myron being the chairman, it's pretty easy as vice chair.
Oh, you're gonna have to. Yeah. Okay, on to consent agenda. Number one, general agenda. Number two, approve the minutes of the meeting held December 23rd, 2015. Approve all claims through January 6, 2016 in the amount of $439,503.18. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve the bank depositories, Security First Bank, Adams State Bank of Waddell, First State Bank, Pinnacle Bank, Citizens State Bank, First National Bank of Omaha, State Farm Bank, NPAIT Bank, what?
They call it NPAIT.
NPAIT. Okay, NPAIT. Bank of the West and U.S. Bank. Approve appointing Patty Milligan to prepare a levy request. Approve appointing Don Hill to prepare the county budget. Approve designation of county official, approve designation of official county newspapers. Approve designating Gage County website. www.gagecountynebraska.us as an additional method of providing notice of any meeting, public notice, approving Don Hill as the NERMA contact person, and approve reappointing Eric McCubbin to the Planning and Zoning Board for another term.
Do you want to list
The newspapers will be The Voice, The Daily Sun, and Waimea Harbor State.
I would move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Thiemann. Any other comments on consent agenda? Oh, and Patty and Lori left, but I'm assuming those are probably about the same banks as before. Okay. Vote 6-0 in favor. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Any comments? No. Okay. Committee reports. Building and ground. Winter lights.
Everything is going very well. We notice we've got anti-freezing material on all of these sidewalks this morning, and Dave, as usual, is doing a fantastic job here in the courthouse. We're really lucky, and he has a wonderful assistant in Rosie, and they do a great job. We're very, very fortunate. That's all we have.
I did not know that's how he spread salt until I saw him this morning. He's out there with one of them little lawn fertilizer spreaders, and that's what he's spreading salt with. I go, what an ingenious idea. I never...
He doesn't pay any attention to what time of the day or night it is. When he needs to be out there, he's out there.
Gary?
Denny was buildings and grounds made aware of a couple of issues in the old living quarters over at the Sheriff's Department?
No.
Okay. I guess there was a couple of issues maybe Gus ought to talk to buildings and grounds about those issues.
Sounds good.
Maybe at the next committee meeting.
We can do that.
Equalization.
Nope.
Finance. Since Matt ain't here, John?
We did the claims, but we didn't do... What else we do?
Basically, it claims. There was... And I don't have it down in front of me either, but also there was a large amount of rock and gravel paid. I don't have the exact figures in front of me, but it's been a constant... flow of rock and gravel out there. There was a couple of the bigger ones. That amount was Ace Sand and Gravel $11,644 and Beatrice Concrete $31,058, rounding off. So those are two major claims for Road and Bridge materials again. So. That's about it, I think. Unless you have something else, John?
Nope.
Human resources?
Nothing.
John, no, nothing. Law enforcement, emergency management?
I guess the one thing on law enforcement I wanted to bring up was we were going to be having the state fire marshal was reminded us that the 5-year corrective action plan was coming up in March of this coming year. So I think we need to make sure that between us and Gus, we've crossed our T's and dotted our I's and we're ready for that come March. I believe we are. I think we've, Gus, tell me if I'm wrong, but I think we've pretty well taken care of every item that was on that list.
All the initial 27 should be done. I'm sure they'll find maybe something else, but the initial 25 and the correction plan are done.
Right. So
let's think maybe this year they're going to come in and say, good job, Gus, no problem.
So that was, I guess, the one thing that we discussed Monday that I thought really needed to bring up again. So
Road and Bridge.
Okay, Myron, there was discussion about there was some equipment moved in on Hickory Road, and there was talk at the time when if they could start on that 3-slab deck bridge there early. Galen's had no contact from anybody, but there has been equipment moved to there, to the site. We've had no contact from anybody about time frame and everything. Maybe it was just a logistics that they moved it there to wait, because I guess my thinking now would be a terrible time to start a bridge project. So we'll see if he has any contact with the people. I mean, it'll have to go through Mark's office, and they'll have to okay it, and we'll have to okay it and everything else. So I would, with the weather, I think maybe just logistics, probably moving equipment in, getting ready. But we'll report on that as we go along. Frontage. Jack T. said, expressed some concerns that Frontage Road in front of Case International to his business there was maintained by the state, apparently. The state's no longer going to do that, and he's wondering about the county taking over the, shall we say, ownership, or I don't know how we can put it, the maintenance of that road. It's on state right-of-way, and I guess my way of thinking is it's not our problem. So, but Galen's still checking into that with some with the state officials, see which way they're going. Had a copy from the NDOR scour assessment review on the Blue Springs River Bridge. They changed the code from an 8 to a 4, which that means it needs some surface work on it done. So we'll have to contact Mark and have the people go down there and see how we go about repairing that. Also, in the same area, Section 23 Barnson Township, there was a bridge closed there. It's a 70-foot bridge. Had some stringers broke. Was deemed unsafe. So Galen approximately came up with a repair cost of $13,000 to replace the stringers and the plank on this bridge, and also spoke about maybe replacing with culverts. Now, this is a township bridge, but so we'll talk further with township members and see what...
Township road, so yeah.
Road, yes, excuse me. Yeah. Township road. So we haven't decided which direction to go yet on that, so it'll remain closed for now. Myron, why don't you address this next one? You and Galen had a telephone in.
Galen and I had a conference call with Senator Baker's staff member there, Janet Anderson, concerning that Adams Northwest Bridge project. After that conference call then, it lasted probably 20 minutes, a half hour, she sent down an email with her writing up our comments, I guess, and then Galen had an opportunity to do some corrections or changes to that, and so did I, and then we sent that back, and Senator Baker also gave me a phone call and said he was going to visit with maybe some people from Department of Roads or a governor. Last night was at the ball game here in Beatrice, and Senator Baker was there, and he commented to me that he has an appointment Thursday morning with the governor to visit about this project. So told him thank you, and he said we'll see where it goes from there. And I said, no, we appreciate his help and his time. And so he is working on it. And what I couldn't believe was he was there last night before they start their session today. So I was surprised to see him there. But, you know, he has Norris and Beatrice, he has ties to both of those, being at both schools. So it was pretty good.
He cares, and he wants to communicate, and he wants to listen to what we have to say. So we shouldn't ever hesitate at all to contact he or Jana in his office, because they'll do everything they can to be of help to us. So
maybe next time we'll have some more maybe information. We'll see where it goes.
To go on that, we had discussion on the fence on Hickory Road, and that's all the further I'm going to go with that. Estimates on Hickory Road. Becky reported documents are coming back in and will need to be filed at the courthouse and start paying for those easements.
That's not estimates.
Excuse me, easements. I'm sorry.
I said the office.
I scribbled it out. But
the office staff over here, whoever prints this up, they do a fantastic job because they have to read my writing or whatever. But these easements on the Hickory Road there, we have, I believe, the... originally, they signed a paper saying that yes, they will agree to that. Now, what we're doing is they all have copies of, I don't know if it's a deed or it's what will be filed at the courthouse for those easements. And she has, when I talked to her after or Monday, I think she had 9 or 10 of them back in, and the others are coming back in. And as we go forward here now in the next couple weeks, she will be bringing those up, and they will be being filed at the at the the place downstairs.
Register of deeds,
yeah. And when as they're filed, then we will be those claims will be coming through, so we'll be paying some of those easements and stuff. So that is moving along too. So, and she's had conversations with some of the others that apparently it looked like more than anything they were waiting to hopefully after the first of the year to get their money. So some of them wanted to make sure of that too and stuff. So we're working on getting those easements done and filed now. So. Anything else?
One more thing. Okay. There was discussion on armor coating, and I just want to go. I don't want to bore everybody, but I, basically Galen was hired basically in January of 2016. He was on the job before that, but officially was hired not January. It was back November, end of November, I remember. So I'm just going to kind of go down a list that I compiled here that things that have gotten completed in Gage County. Under Galen's charge, I guess, let's put it. There's been 35 large bridge and culvert replacements. These, when I say large, I'm talking about 60-inch to 108-inch diameter, 35 total. And there's three culverts on site right now to be put in place as soon as the weather permits, which will be, you know, late spring, whenever. Two federal aid bridges have been completed, Philly and Wymore South. One three-span bridge, Liberty Northwest, was completed. There's been 28 miles of overlays done and 2 miles of new concrete put in. That's on the bond issue that we passed. And just so everybody knows, that final payment on that bond issue will be done 11-1 of 2023. That's the final bond payment on that. There's been 45.3 miles of armor coating, and there's another 29 miles scheduled for the spring of this year, summer, whenever we can get them in. So that's a total of 74 miles, a little over, of armor coating done in this since 2013, the spring. Approximately 128 miles of paint striping have been done, 28 miles of shouldering have to be done. It's been started because of the weather we had this spring with all the rains and everything. It's not done because it took the employees a lot of time to correct a lot of bad situations out there. So we was hoping that would get done. It's not done, but it will get done as soon as Galen can get at it, the crew can get at them. There's been 6 miles of complete upgrading Holmesville and northwest of Odell of roads, which would be the Holmesville Road, and there's 1 mile stretch west and north of Odell. Basically, right now, we have 154 miles of blacktop roads, and of those, 104 miles of those have been either overlaid or armor-coated. So that basically, or will be armor-coated in this year's budget. So basically that leaves us 50 miles out there that haven't been done since 2013 or let's just say when these 20 extra miles are done this spring left to do. Also, in that list, there's 6.5 miles of concrete road we have now. And when Hickory's done, and we'll add another 4, so there's going to be 10 miles of concrete road on top of the blacktop roads we have to take care of. So that's basically all I had. I just want to kind of go through that. And the main reason was we're very lucky to have Galen in charge down there because he has systematically went through all these big projects we have to complete and got them done. So he's very aggressive on what he's been doing, and he does one hell of a job down there. So
I'll make a comment, too, and then him and his office there, they coordinate all of the rock and the gravel that we disperse throughout the county. So we know when we don't get some somewhere because people let us know, but we don't always thank. The county doesn't always get thanked or the department down there either for the amount of product that we do put out there every year and stuff. So it our roads is, I think most people can say, will comment is that's what we get the most calls about because that's something that people use every day. and we're thankful for all of their help down there and the job they do.
Gail and I talked a little bit, too. It makes it really rough in his shoes because as different people sit in these chairs, we have different wants.
Yep.
So what was wrong yesterday is all of a sudden what's number one priority today. And, Gailen, you do a really good job balancing that. Stay patient.
Yeah.
Accomplished a lot in the last few years.
I'm done talking.
Yeah, there's always more to do. So, good report. Gary.
We done with Road and Bridge?
Yeah.
Okay, I got Veteran Service Commission that I've been sitting on for a little while.
Yeah.
One of the things that we've discussed a couple of times has been the idea of using Facebook, using social media over there. And I asked Phil to come over today and kind of discuss that. And I think, Phil, if you wouldn't mind coming up and kind of discussing why it's a viable option and why... kind of how you're seeing Facebook being used by veteran service offices and why we want to go that way.
Okay. Yeah, basically the Veterans Board Committee voted about 6 months back to look into getting a Facebook page for the office. And the reason is pretty obvious. I mean, that's how people communicate now. That's how we can get the word out to veterans about any new changes in the veteran system, anything going on with the medical system, any new conditions that may come up from different veterans. And it's a way that people can access our office easier. A lot of people look on Facebook and different places like that for information like this, and we just feel that it'd be the best way to get the word out there and to work with the veteran service organizations also. So we've all been in contact with all the legions and VFWs within the county, and they all think it's a good deal. If they've got anything going on, any issues that need to be brought up, we can put them on the Facebook page and get the word out to everybody. So that's basically all we're looking to do, is just to have the access to do it and get it done.
I'll let Don explain a little bit, but basically the county, we have a policy whereby, and the reason you're here, part of the reason you're here is you're not allowed to have Facebook per county policy right now, the Veterans Office.
Yeah, I've never seen the policy, but yeah, I guess that's an unwritten policy or something.
We do have one or two that are, but I'll let Don explain who. You said the county attorney has.
Well, the county attorney is on their server, and they're not blocked.
They're not blocked.
And
okay.
The sheriff, because of investigative purposes, they're not blocked as well.
And they have a Facebook page also.
I don't know. I don't know what they have as far as for their tools, but we don't block their systems. And as far back as I can remember, the previous boards, and I think that was put in place when Dave Anderson was chairman, that's been several years ago, that they had a block on different sites. So it's not just Facebook. It's, I think, like eBay and YouTube and just social sites.
And
anything
and
that
I guess
trigger.
If that's an issue, we're... I know the county or the county attorney's office is standalone internet. Sheriff's office is, and we've got our internet through Charter. And I talked to Nick yesterday, who was overworking because our computers were down all day yesterday because of some glitch they had. But I asked him about it, and he says that's between you and the board. And I said, okay, well, that's fine. I just want to know what's going on. And he said that our information basically goes from our office over here and then back to our office because the server is here, which he said if you went direct to Charter, you just wouldn't have the firewalls and things we got, and you wouldn't be able to back up your Word documents. We don't use Word documents for anything anyway. We're all internet-based for all of our programs that we have right now, and the securities are all provided through them. So any documents that we have two hard drives in one computer. I mean, we could back everything up that we would possibly need. And our internet-based information is all secured anyway. So we really don't have any need to be on the county's back and forth you know, with the internet stuff. So I don't know what the process would be or how we would go about that. But
you use Facebook now?
Privately, yes.
For the Veteran Affairs Office, though?
No, I'm still waiting. We had a policy that we presented to you guys 6 months ago, and we haven't done anything with it since then. The committee's voted for it, you know, and they want it.
I think it's probably important that the office's information still flows through the server and has that process there. But I do think it's time that we probably look at this policy. When this was put in place, the use of the internet was a lot different than what it is now. And, you know, I know in my job, and I'm sure Eric and his, and I'm sure some of these other guys too in their jobs, they use a lot of these sites. Facebook is a really heavily used site for a lot of businesses. There's several other sites that are pretty thoroughly used, and I think it's time that we need to step back and take a look at this and say, you know, is it going to be worthwhile? I think in this case, you know, once a month we have a veteran come in here and we thank them for what they've done. Here's an opportunity for us to make it easier for the veterans to get information. I think we should very seriously take a look at doing this. I think this is something that we need to figure out a way to make it happen.
Right now I've got a whole bunch of email addresses, and when I get information that comes in on something, I email that out to all those people, but I'm still missing, you know, 1,000. Whereas if we had a site where people could just go to and it pops up on their Facebook page when they're looking at their Facebook, it's just an easier way of getting the information out there.
Is this demographic of people use Facebook? I mean, I've shut my Facebook off. I stopped using it a couple of years ago already, and I saw a study the other day, people under, I can't remember what age, said 65% of them said that it's not trendy anymore. So
sure, and I'm sure Zuckerberg would argue with you, but
that's a younger age group is not using it like they were already. They've started going on to other things, Instagram,
sure,
these new things. This demographic of people are our veterans. Is that age group? And I know there's a lot of older people that are on the internet, far more than I'll ever be. Is there any data that shows that they would be on Facebook?
I've got people that are World War II veterans that are on Facebook, and I've got people that have just came back from Afghanistan and Iraq that are on Facebook that I am in contact with all the time. So, I mean, I get people contacting me on my own, you know, sending me messages, asking me information, you know, about different things, and I answer their questions and do whatever. But as far as demographics, can I tell you how many people are going to look at it, you know, that are returning right now? I don't know, but I know that a lot of people do, a lot more people than I can contact by sending an email to. But
wasn't one of the members that was talking over there the other day, you know, a couple months back, I was thinking they had mentioned something about the VA having a Facebook site or something.
Oh, yeah, VA's got Facebook sites.
And they were talking about their use of it, and it sounds like something that gets used pretty good.
Yes, and it is. And this is an easier way for us to turn people to things like e-benefits. It's a benefit for veterans where they can access online information and monitor all their claims and everything else. So all this stuff kind of ties in, you know, with all this electronic data information sharing stuff, but I just think it'd be a good idea, and the committee, you know, thinks it'd be a good idea, so we'd just like to proceed with it if we could. And if we can't, that's fine. Just let us know. We don't want to sit here.
No, I agree with Gary that I think that the county computer system where you're coming back, I think that's where it needs to be on, and we need to, we'll put it on our agenda for next meeting, okay. And then we'll have a discussion there again and stuff, I guess I'd visit with Don a little bit. If you know or aware of other county veterans offices that are using Facebook, I guess. I just kind of a rough idea, you know, if
sure.
You, because I'm sure you visit with some of them or whatever, you
yep.
know. I,
yep.
I know you're not the first one to ever come to a county board and ask for this, I'm sure, yeah. You know, and stuff. I agree that it should be our county site. If we're going to have it, that's where it should be on.
Yeah.
Okay.
The state's doing it also. The State Department of Veterans Affairs. Okay. They're on Twitter and everything else. So
yeah. I don't want to get into that. But. You know, when they did this policy, when Dave Anderson was chairman, I don't know, I'm guessing 15 years ago or whatever, then it was a lot newer and not known how much it was going to use. But I will say this, it's a way that a lot of people communicate anymore, not only Facebook but other things. I mean, there's so many ways that some of us sitting here, we're out in the dark on how some of the younger people communicate anymore. So,
how much time does stuff like that take? Is that one avenue you want to go? I guess that would be my next question is, all these other forms of internet communication, I mean, we're all going to have to change with this. I mean,
yeah,
probably the last generations read. We get our news different ways. I'm not going to say that
sure.
One, though. certain audience here, but, you know, people are getting their news, their information, their communications in different ways. Is this the one route, or
I think if the county's going to look at it, I think the county needs to look at Twitter and tweet, and, you know, all the.
And then my next question would be how much time's involved there? The first thing that goes into the back of my mind is, do we need somebody that you're not going to come and want somebody to be updating these things and be working on these?
Updating it's probably not going to be, you know, that big of a deal. Answering questions, I can't tell you, because it depends on how much feedback we get. And a lot of times, you know, it'll be just like answering an email.
But I suppose that's a positive if there's a lot of answering questions.
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, another benefit is that you can link other sites to that from that Facebook page, too. So you got the Gage County website, but then they're linked to the VA or they're linked to whatever.
Department of Motor Vehicles, because now we got the registry and all this other stuff. You know, we can
right.
do all that stuff right there. St. Louis for getting their discharge papers, things like that. I mean, it's endless. I mean,
so your veterans can go onto the Facebook side, and then they can go from there. They can link to any of these other places they need to go.
It's easier to find us because you look for us in the phone book, and most people can't find us in the phone book. So.
Phone book? What's that?
Yeah.
I want Don to check with MIPS, and I guess to see the logistics or what that does as far as can we just do that? How much time does it take them to, I guess, change that or change one specific department or not? Or maybe we need the conversation about do we need to allow everybody to be on Facebook? I don't know. That's another conversation.
That's
too.
My question.
I talked to Nick yesterday, and he goes, no, nothing to me. He goes, no big deal to me. He goes,
nothing to change that or whatever.
That's up to your board. So.
I can see treasures. Is that,
but we will put that on our next meeting agenda. Okay. And if you could come back then, too, and if we have more questions, you could visit with us a little bit more about that at that time, too.
Sure.
So,
all right. Thank you.
Thanks, Phil.
Yep. Anything else for committees? Next on here, approve or disapprove the 2016 Community-Based Juvenile Services Aid Grant and authorize chairman to sign, I believe.
Good morning. This is, I think, the 16th, 17th year that we've done this, so not a lot of new, except there is more money this year than previous years. This year we have $71,326, and that is matched by money already spent in the county for juvenile services in the juvenile court, guardian ad litem, sheriff fees, detention fees, things like that. What we asked for this year was continued support for our juvenile diversion program, which we are serving about 65 kids in our classes every year. And then I have developed a side component, I guess, so that the kids with traffic offenses and things like that do not go to the class. It doesn't seem to be worth their time or ours to have them there. So we are staying busy with our juveniles and our adults in juvenile diversion. You'll see some different data there that is new that I've shared with you before, but it's new to to them since we did our plan on our Nebraska Risk and Protective Factors Survey. We asked for money to support the community coalition, the prevention efforts. We work with a lot of media, a lot of the Sheriff's Department with compliance checks, pharmaceutical take-backs, mental health type things. Continue that. We will continue our existing staff student advocate program at the high school, and we've reached out to the rural schools as well now. We will ask for $13,000, which will support 65 students. And those are students who have ongoing problems with truancy. We are developing a youth court, so I put some money into the budget for that, some money for travel expenses to go to the Juvenile Justice Conference in Kearney for four people to do that. We also have requested money for alternatives to detention for probation so they don't have to send every kid to detention if they don't absolutely need to go. There will still be some that absolutely need to go. And then the last remaining bit is professional development, just training things that we can do. And that is in it in a nutshell. What questions can I answer for you?
This is an application for the grant again.
Correct.
Right. And
yes.
And I remember
we hear about July that we'll be awarded that amount, and then we start to draw down from it the
right.
fall.
Right, because it's later in the year, if I remember right, that you find out if. But there is a good likelihood that normally.
Yeah, we've met all the requirements, and as long as I get it there on time, there shouldn't be any problems.
Any more questions for Christina?
Okay.
Well, thank you for the work you do and everything. Oh, there's more.
That's the original.
Nope,
got to sign that one.
I got to sign this one.
Okay. Approve it first?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we need to approve this. We need a. Oh, sorry. Give that one back to you. But entertain a motion to approve the application for the community-based 2016 Juvenile Services Aid Grant.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Lytle, second by Thiemann. Questions? Comments?
I was just wondering, things like this, are applications and things like this, are those things that we should run by Roger before we sign? I just always wonder. Oh,
I do. Yes. My office is right down the hall, so I gave him a
copy. That's just something I always worry about. I've seen other things where, it's so straightforward, and then all of a sudden, whoops, years later. But
quite frankly, just so the board and public knows, we communicate a lot. We have issues with juveniles that we're trying to do the best we can to get them back on the right path. Yeah, sometimes diversion is an opportunity. Sometimes we don't have to go that far, as Christina says. She sits down. Sometimes she's a great source of information, as well as law enforcement, give us input on families and stuff. Our 1184 meetings that we hold on a monthly basis. Again, all this kind of goes into the mix, if you will, to decide what's the best avenue to try and help these families and kids outside of a courtroom.
And I didn't mean that necessarily particularly in this. Anytime we're going to commit to anything, do we run everything through you before?
A lot of times Don will give me a call and Myron will say send it out.
For him to look at.
We try, but it's a good point to always bring it up to make sure we do, because I would rather have him look at something beforehand as we approve something than have to backtrack. That sometimes isn't good.
If it comes through my office, he gets a copy in his tray. If not, then it doesn't.
We're doing very well in having all of our county officials and their responsibilities communicate with one another as we need to and bring it to this board, and I think it's very, very important that we continue that. We have a great relationship, and we appreciate all you do.
Thank you.
I love reading your articles in the paper. I think what a wonderful way to tell the community what's going on.
Thank you.
Appreciate
that.
Any more questions or comments? If not, vote. 6-0 to approve.
Christina, don't run off.
There you go. I think, make sure I signed them everywhere you need it.
Myron,
yeah, go ahead, Gary.
Christina, we've, just like Denny sits here and we tell you how what a great job you're doing, but the question that I've never heard anybody ask you, in, see, 4 years on the council and now 6 years on the county board, when you go home at night, you know, are you able to take a deep breath and feel like everything's being done that can be done, or is there a program out there that you feel Engage County needs to be going on that isn't, or how are we doing?
I think we are getting there. I think we are meeting the needs of our folks with substance abuse problems, with mental health problems. I think we're getting there. It takes time, but I think that yes, we there. In answer to your question directly, I don't know that I really take a deep breath ever and reflect on the day, because that would give me a headache. But I think we're getting there, and I think there are days that I shut my phone off now, where when I first started this, I don't think that I ever did. So I think we're getting there.
Good.
So. And I'll throw out there, too, being chairman of the Region 5 Systems Board, where we deal with the funding for so many of our agencies that provide these services through Gage County, we're seeing real positive feedback from the agencies providing services in Gage County. We're ahead of most of the others, including Lancaster County, in what we're doing.
Right. I think so.
Well, I'll say this, too. When we were out at Kearney, I know it's a big job here in Gage County for our youth and stuff, but the lady from Omaha talked a little bit about up there in Omaha, and to me that was just almost overwhelming, the amount of money and everything else that they encounter and time that they do. And
incredible.
That's incredible. I mean, I'm thankful for what we have, you here to do this, and the program we have in the county. But, wow, some of that, when you have greater population, you start multiplying numbers, and it's amazing what she was talking about and stuff. So
I will say that I did help Saline County with their application. I helped finish their three-year plan, which we did in June or July. But I helped them finish their three-year plan in November, and then their grant application. And they're just starting, but they're looking to us as an example, and that was really positive for me. So thank you.
I want to go back to committee report a little bit here. I forgot to bring up the wind farm, our zoning, and I wanted to make a comment, too, about Eric McCubbin on there. I think everybody knew that. Eric McCubbin, he's agreed to stay on through. He did not want another term again, but we had to reappoint him for another term, and he has agreed to stay on through our zoning, the zoning board's wind farm discussion. And then at that time, we'll visit with him, but it sounds like he does not have the time or whatever to stay on that board. But our zoning regulations, Amanda and Lisa Wigan and I, we visited up in Amanda's office here in December about what the zoning board had discussion, and a lot of it was, I call it wording corrections. But Amanda last night emailed me a copy of what she's, from that discussion, what she has, I call it the wording changes or whatever, and that will be coming out shortly on our website or whatever. But the zoning board is having a meeting again on the 14th, and then we'll have that, I call it the kind of proposal again or whatever, the corrections to our zoning that we'll have discussion on at that meeting again. It will not be a public hearing at that meeting or anything yet, but this was kind of visited with Matt and John here, and after the last zoning board meeting, they wanted to throw it back to that kind of informal committee we had, and Amanda was not at the last zoning meeting. So a lot of their things, what the zoning board had questions or comments on, were more the legal type things. And Matt and John and I thought, too, that if Lisa and I and Amanda could get together and go through their questions, which we did, and most of those, when we sat there and visited with Amanda, she was running through her mind how to legally, I shouldn't say legally, how to best word, write it so that the wording's in. And she's got that done, and
Hopefully, she said, within the next day or two, that'll be up on our website and stuff, too, so you guys can see it ahead of time, because she was going to put it up on there and everything. So, but that is the 14th at 6 or 6:30. I'm not sure exactly what time our zoning board meeting will have, and then they'll have that on discussion. Hopefully, not saying it will happen, but hopefully Lisa and I have had the discussion at that meeting, then they could the following month in February set their public hearing. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen, because who knows what they'll all come up with, thoughts or comments or questions, but hopefully at that meeting we can keep this process moving. I know it's taken, I guess, longer than I ever envisioned, but there's been a lot of, when our original zoning regulations were adopted for wind farm, there wasn't near the, I call it the interest in it. We didn't have a wind farm. You know, they kind of did it so that the thought of everyone coming in and since then, that's one thing that's really, I guess, in the economy in Nebraska or however you want to, has really kind of got more forefront. And so then there's been a lot more interest in this. So trying to work on them so that we'll get them and stuff. So, but if not, I know on the 14th of that's next week that those will be there with that and have the discussion again. I plan on being there at that meeting also and seeing where we go from now. Eric,
where are we with the probation office lease?
We're just kicking back a couple, fine tuning a couple fine paragraphs, and I talked to Greg yesterday, and probably first part of next week.
Do you guys have it done? We just hadn't heard back on it.
We've been working behind, if you will, behind your meetings, but we have been working on the items that I talked to you about.
Oh, okay.
It's been going very well.
Oh, okay. Have you got it negotiated down to a 3% decrease each year yet? Say that's a no.
That's not his responsibility.
I'll talk to him afterwards. I do have one other thing. And Don just gave this to me. And basically, it's a statement from Diane Wells, who's the clerk of the district court. And by statute, she's required to notify the board that there's certain witnesses have not picked up their money from a case. And I just thought, as I was going through the meeting today, the whole idea is to give them notice so that maybe finally they'll pick up their checks. I'm just going to note it for the record and ask that you guys make this a part of your official record. There's three people out of the William Epp trial, and that goes back to 2007, 2008. But I'll list Corey with a K, Walters, Cheryl Knickerbocker, just like it sounds, and Dr. Weiscarver, all owed witness fees, excuse me. And by statute, we need to put it in the paper, two consecutive publications, use our normal ones, and then 6 months they have before we need to have a tickler on our agenda in 6 months, and if they don't claim it, it goes into the school fund. So I would just suggest that you receive Diane's official report, and that way it's a matter of record. And we did that within the 20 days. She brought it in yesterday. So we're within our statutory requirements and satisfies hers.
You want us to receive it today or next meeting?
I would. I mean, again, I would just say we just got it yesterday. We could actually do it the next meeting, but this is ministerial. And that way Don can go ahead and get it publicized and we don't have to worry about it.
What all do you need in the motion, Roger?
I just received the report of the clerk of the district court and place on file.
You ready for that, Myron?
Yes, I'm ready for that.
I'll move that we receive the clerk of the district court's report and place it on file.
Second.
Any more discussion? The three checks that are due out there are approximately between $200 and $225 total. So the $56.86, $40, and $117.97. And these are checks that the trial was in 2007 that never been received. Part of what the state auditor did, this was part of her report. We need to do something with those basically, it's more of a counting thing than anything.
Yeah.
They just can't sit out there forever or whatever. We need to, as a county, and that's why Diane did this report.
And since that time, she doesn't follow this process, so this will be probably the one and only time.
I
think she told me in the 70s was the only other time they've ever done this. Now the checks go through a claim process in my office, and then if they don't cash a check, it goes to state treasurer.
Right.
So we won't have to do this.
These were found to still be sitting out there uncollected, or uncashed, or however you want to word it. So, okay, vote 6-0. Anything else anybody have?
Did you want a closed session?
Oh, yes, we do. We have Don visited with me. We have an individual down at the highway department that's been on work comp, and he went back to the doctor again and has more time on workman's comp, according to the doctor's report, and we do need a closed session to visit with that about this as an individual down there again, how to handle that. So we need a motion to go into closed session necessary for the protection of the public interest or for the protection of needless injury to the reputation of an individual. And this has been an ongoing case down there and situation, and came back from the doctors again, and Irma's been visiting with Don about some things, and we do need to go into closed session to visit about that. So won't be any decision coming out of it. So I need a motion at 9:45.
So moved.
Second by Tiemann. Motion by Tiemann. Seconded by Byers to go into closed session at 9:45. Vote 6-0. We'll take a short 5-minute break first.
A quick stock shot.
That was 10 years ago, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
yep.
They've just been making
by.
Entertain a motion to come back out of executive session at 10:27.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Tiemann. Vote 6-0 to come out of executive session. 10:27. Anything else for the good of the order? If not, meeting adjourned at 10:27.
Good luck, Galen. I don't know what you're going to do exactly.